If it seems like everybody is doing a podcast these days, it might almost be true, and that includes governments. Eric Stock explores how municipalities and other public bodies are using podcasts to communicate with constituents in new ways, and they wonder if it's making a difference.
Digital technology has made it cheap and easy to deliver anyone's message to the world.
Welcome in, everybody. You have found your way to What's Normal, the podcast of the Town of Normal. I'm Dan Irvin.
When Dan Irvin was working as the Director of Communications for the Town of Normal, the broadcasting bug bit the former radio host again.
In an age where everybody has an opinion about everything, particularly on social media.
Irvin sees podcasting as a way for town staff to cut through the online clutter and talk directly to people. First, Irvin had to talk to his boss, City Manager Pam Reese. She needed convincing.
I have two college-aged children who actually listen to podcasts, which surprised me because podcasts were not on my radar. And I thought, wow, if I've got some college-aged folks listening to podcasts and having an interest in that, I want to explore that.
After experimenting for a few months, the town podcast began. Normal is far from alone among cities and towns venturing into podcasting.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Douglasville Impact. I'm Jason Post.
You're listening to Knack Chat with Amy Mahaffey, straight from the city of Nacogdoches, where we chat all things Knack.
Hi everyone, I'm Steve Stoller.
And I'm Shauna Haley, and this is Inside Plano, where we take you behind the scenes of our city.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The City Insider, the podcast that brings you the inside scoop for anyone who loves San Antonio.
Summer hosted by broadcasters and former broadcasters and random city staffers and others by city executives.
Welcome to this new podcast called Real Talk with Rick. My name is Rick Getchell, and I'm the city manager for the city of Eden Prairie.
These podcasts deliver everything from information about community events to trash and recycling times. Normal's Dan Irvin says a podcast's true function should be to humanize staff. As someone who spent most of his career in the private sector, Irvin feels he had a good understanding of what many outsiders think about those who work for local government.
It's always with a very negative, very insulated us versus them approach.
Done in a cubbyhole at Uptown Station in what used to be a lactation room down the hall from town offices, Irvin talks with the Town of Normal department heads and the occasional community partner, such as the Convention and Visitors Bureau and Connect Transit. Bloomington is following Normal's lead. Nora Dukowitz is the city's communications manager. She says Bloomington will soon roll out a yet-to-be-named podcast.
And I think there's this assumption that government is boring, and we're going to tell some of those stories that are the good stuff, but also the tough stuff that makes it really interesting.
Bloomington Deputy City Manager Billy Tyus will be one of the podcast hosts. Tyus is a former newspaper reporter. He says he'll use storytelling to attract an audience.
If there is a way to sort of weave stories into this, I think those can be very, very interesting.
McLean County government is also developing a podcast. County officials don't have details yet. The Normal Public Library has been doing a monthly podcast since 2015. Its producers say they try to have fun with their pod, and it shows with their parody nod to NPR.
And we hope you'll join us again next month for episode 51 of Check It Out. This is NPL.
Normal Library Adult Services Manager John Fisher says the podcast does promote library programs, but it's more of a soft sell. Staff talk about favorite books, films, and music, whether the library offers them or not. Fisher says the goal is to help the avid reader no matter where they live.
There's really nothing like your hometown librarian, you know, broadcast, not over the sound waves like GLT might be, but broadcast on our podcast, giving really good recommendations.
Fisher says the library is sensitive to the fact that tax dollars support the work.
We want to be very responsible with the funds that are allocated to us, and we want to make sure that we're aware of how much time we spend on it.
Fisher says that's a few hours a month. Podcasters are still trying to decide whether that time and effort is worthwhile. Megan Corey manages digital engagement for the National League of Cities. She says municipal podcasts have taken off in the last year,
local governments are realizing that they can't stick with what they've always done, that their residents are demanding new ways to receive engaging content from them, and they have to keep up with the time.
Corey says there's no real blueprint for municipal podcasts. Cities have had mixed results. A lack of results can lead to what's called pod fade. Andrew Bottomley teaches podcasting as an assistant professor of media studies at State University of New York College at Oneonta. Bottomley believes there's a market for podcasters highlighting what's going on in local government to help fill the void that local radio used to fill in many communities across the country.
We've lost so much of that local radio in the last few decades. It just what became less and less viable for cities and many even educational institutions to maintain a radio station.
Bottomley says for a podcast to be effective, it has to be carefully planned, it has to sound good, and it has to be authentic. He says that is often the greatest challenge. Bloomington Deputy City Manager Billy Tyus contends the city's podcast will be more than a promotional piece.
This isn't simply a vehicle to promote the good. We will talk about some of the tough things. We'll have some courageous conversations.
None of the local podcasters interviewed offer clear definitions for a successful production or measuring public value and awareness. The normal public library says it gets about 120 downloads per episode, but that's with a social media outreach that they admit is inconsistent at best. The town of Normal's Dan Irvin says another benefit, the podcast creates a historical record for the town to serve future generations.
Even if nobody is subscribing, that if nothing else, there's value in the creation of a library of jobs, departments, facilities, services that the town of Normal has.
That is until the next wave of technology sweeps the nation and podcasts become a thing of the past. I'm Eric Stock.